have recently had two encounters with serpents. Serpents of a musical kind, that is. I saw one in the museum at Tulbach, and then when teaching Berlioz's Symphonie Fantastique, I discovered that he used one in his very first score. The instrument is very well named. It is shaped like a double letter S, just like a snake. It probably originated from the cornet, and in needing to create a deeper bass instrument, it was necessary to design an instrument with curves so that the finger holes could be reached. Though it is made of wood, it was covered with brown or black leather in order to strengthen the instrument. In England, it was nicknamed the Black Pudding because of its sausage-like appearance. It was invented in 1590 and was used to reinforce the bass vocal line in churches. And there it stayed until 1700, when it became part of military bands, playing not only during long marches, but also during battle. A military version was created, reinforced by brass stays. It was loud and robust enough to be carried around on a horse and played outside. It was also said that a serpentist could well defend himself with his instrument if they were ever cornered in battle. It's strange to think that this instrument appeared in the orchestra, but it did, because there was no low bass brass instrument until the invention of the Ophioclides, euphonium and tuba in the mid-19th century. Mozart, Bellini, Wagner and Berlioz used the serpent in some of their scores. This instrument has been revived in the 20th century, and it's used in various types of music, from film scores and jazz to heavy metal. I will end with a recording of a movement from a partita by Franz Krommer, a Moravian composer who was a contemporary of Mozart. He wrote these for wind or octet, but when they were published in France, the editor replaced the contrabassoon with the serpent. Here's the jovial rondo, which ends Krommer's C major partita, performed by the Amphion wind or octet. The serpent playing the bass line is a copy of an instrument from around 1830.
Thank you.
The Rondo from Cramer's C Major Partita, played by the Amphion Wind Octet. This bonbon can be found as a podcast on the FMR website. FMR.